Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, East Coast, Down South, Midwest, and everything in between. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to our producer learning, helping Kevin in New York City. And thank you to you for listening. If you're not here, there is no show. And we've had a busy show so far. Thank you so much to Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post coming on through to talk with us about all things NFL. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys beating the Raiders last night. We heard from Lane Kiffin, who denies being given an ultimatum by Ole Miss as to whether or not he's going to stick around or leave. We got an update on Aaron Rodgers, the old guy, his wrist. He doesn't need surgery on his left wrist where he has a small fracture. And at the end of the week, they'll evaluate him to see whether or not he's going to be ready to play. And Steelers' next game is against the Chicago Bears, where Aaron Rodgers owns a 25-5 record against the Bears. Yeah, when he was with the Packers, he was just smoking them. Horrific fashion. Speaking of old guys, hey, in about an hour or so, 2 hours, LeBron James is going to be back. He's going to make his season debut for the Los Angeles Lakers. Do they need LeBron James? Giannis is hurt. Wembanyama is hurt. All the long, tall, long dudes blocking shots and dunking. Everybody's just hurt all over the place. And we got the college football playoff reveal. Yeah, it should come in this hour. And then, a matter of fact, at the top of next hour, we're going to be joined by Scott Docterman. Okay, he's going to come through and have a chat with us about all things college football. Okay, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call us, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on the Free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker, if you have one. Strike one for the old guys. Old guys get a victory here and then. We got Aaron Rodgers. This man is just staring in the face right now. Being 42 years old. Got a broken wrist, still trying to go out there and play football. And then we got LeBron James. LeBron James is about to be 41 years old next month. He's already missed the Lakers' first 14 games. The Los Angeles Lakers have a record of 10-4. LeBron James hasn't played a minute. He hasn't played a second. He's been dealing with sciatica in his back. If it happens in your back, it's feeling it in your backside. You feel it in your leg. You got a dead leg. And tonight, LeBron James apparently is going to be on his way back. The Los Angeles Lakers host the Utah Jazz in about 2.5 hours from now. And if there was going to be a team that I would want to face, if I'm LeBron James, it would be the Utah Jazz. They got a record of 5-8. And outside of marketing, they got a bunch of young dudes, Ace Bailey, people that nobody give a damn about. Okay. And so LeBron James, we heard him yesterday. He's saying, yeah, I got to get my lungs back. I got to, you know, get my wind back. Hey, here's a better question. LeBron, you feeling okay? You still got that pain in your body? We've had to hear about this all summer. Tell me, LeBron.
I won't take it that far. Like I said, if you ever had it, you go about it. You wake up one day and you hope that when you step down out of the bed, you don't feel it. You go to bed at night and hope when you get in the bed, you don't feel it. So I've been doing pretty good with it as of late. It's a lot of exercises and a lot of mobility things and a lot of things that you can do to help it.
Oh, boy, he sounds like an old guy. LeBron James finally sounds like an old guy. He's telling you about the pain he has when he gets out the bed. Botch, I do my stretches, man. Now, my back feels good. Your back feel good, Botch? Didn't you say your back hurt the other day?
Right now, it's fine. I would say in totality, it hurts every now and then.
Damn. Are you stretching on a daily basis?
No. I feel like if I stretch too much, it'll hurt my back.
No, you keep it loose and limber, man. That's why you mix it with strength, Botch. You just don't stretch. You mix it with some strength and calisthenics, man. Come on.
Well, yeah, I know that, but, like, I get a little risky. Like, sometimes you tweak something, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to push it anymore.
Oh, well, you playing in the NFL? You okay?
I'm not in the NFL yet, but I'm just a little too anxious.
Nah, yeah, man, but sometimes you do the little tweaks and you got to know your body. You're not lifting up heavy boxes and stuff. I mean, you're not pulling a back muscle and now trying to lift up a car.
No, they don't make me do that here. Not yet.
Okay. All right. I wasn't talking about at work. But don't be discouraged, Botcha. Something hurts a little bit, and sometimes you can adjust it with just a little bit of exercise. And so LeBron James already sounding like an elderly individual. He's missed the first 14 games of the season. A lot of people would say that this was done on purpose to try to send a message to the Los Angeles Lakers to see if they really needed him or to put a message out to them that, hey, you need me. The Lakers got a record of 10-4. LeBron James, I must remind you, he is on an expiring contract for the first time in his career. There is no option year. When this season is done, LeBron James can go wherever the hell he wants. He can stay with the Los Angeles Lakers for maybe a little bit less of a deal. He can go elsewhere. And so LeBron, thinking about missing 14 games, he says, it's difficult, man. It's tough.
Never in my life, since I started playing the game of basketball, have I ever not started a season in my life. So, you know, it's been a mind test, but, you know, I'm built for it and just been, you know, putting in the work, both mentally and physically, and just trying to get myself ready to rejoin the team.
Yeah. Botch, I'm gonna rub my crystal ball. Never mind. I'm going to look into the future. LeBron James tonight against the Utah Jazz. LeBron James will have 15 points on, I don't know, 5 of 10 shooting. He'll have 5 assists and 6 rebounds in, 28 minutes.
Yeah, I can see that. Anything to keep his 10-point streak alive, he'll probably get to 10 points and then check out.
You just be beating up on the Jazz, huh? Just have Luka finish him, right?
That's the goal. Just like I said, be third fiddle. Just be in the background, get your 10 points, and especially when you're rehabbing now, just play it safe.
Well, we've gotten a lot of rumors that he is going to play tonight. J.J. Redick was asked yesterday if he'll play. He didn't give anything definitive. Listen.
I know he's itching to play and itching to return. What his, you know, minutes look like, that's another factor, you know. So we'll make a decision. We got to see how he responds to today and what he feels like tomorrow morning. But, whenever it is, we're excited to get him back.
Yeah, well, tomorrow morning is today, which is now a couple of hours before game time. And it is assumed that LeBron James will make his debut tonight, which will be pretty damn awesome, man. I mean, we've never seen an NBA player come through and say, hey, here's my 23rd season of NBA basketball. And then, already have all the records, the scoring record. He's played more basketball than anybody who's ever been in the league. And the last time we saw him, he was running around out there just like, you know, he's an all-star. I mean, last season, LeBron James basically rolled out of bed. He played 70 games. Let me say that again. He played 70 games last year. 24 points, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds. What are we doing here? That was at his age 40 season. He's about to be 41. And please believe he's going to miss a game here or two or three there. You know, now that he's older, they want him for the playoffs. They want him for the postseason. And so if LeBron's numbers just dropped to, 28-8, the guy would still be an all-star. He'd still be an amazing player. His brain isn't deteriorating. It's just a matter of whether or not his body can keep up. And by the way, you know, it's not like LeBron James is, you know, 6'6", 6'3". The dude is 6'9". Okay, he can still move. Do you still want him out there just, you know, running the world defensively? No, he's not the same type of defender, but yeah, he should still be a good basketball player, maybe even an all-star. Should be that, too. And speaking of LeBron James and his accomplishments, he was sitting down with Steph Curry, and they were talking about whether or not they were going to participate in the Olympics, the next Olympics, 2028 in Los Angeles. Do we need to see LeBron in the Olympics again? Listen to what him and Steph Curry had to say on the Mind the Game podcast.
What do you think? This is how old are you guys now? 40, yeah. 37.
I'll be 41 in a month and a half. Yeah, bro.
You think you got an LA Olympics? When is that? Is that the next one?
28.
You already know my answer. So no, you don't even know. I will be watching it in comments.
You did plenty of Olympics.
Well, yes, man.
You think you might?
It is the opposite answer what I told him last year. It's like, God willing, I still have the choice and the physical option to be like, I could actually impact the team. I never say never, but I highly doubt it. Mm-hmm. I highly doubt it. Yeah. I'd love to be a part of the movement.
We can't top what we just did.
We're going to top those
last two games.
That's the top.
And just the moment, like, just, we can't top those last two games, man. Like,
it's crazy.
We literally played France and Paris for the final. You know, like, that, it would have been like in 08, like during a redeem team, if you'd have played China in the final.
Yeah, well, I mean, how could you top that? You win the gold in America. As simple as that. LeBron is going to be 43 in the 2028 Olympics. And then you have Steph Curry at the time. He will have just turned 40 years old. LeBron James says he ain't playing. I get it. I understand. We need the next generation of dudes to step up. Okay, LeBron already has 3 gold medals. He was a part of that 2004 team that went to the Olympics, and yeah, they lost. They didn't win. He was a rookie at that time. He was still a first-year player. Why does it just seem like LeBron might be on the back end? I don't know. That is a long time. Bacha, you think he's playing games here? You think he's really shut that door?
Yes, I honestly think LeBron has been super clear. He only has about a year or two left, and he's not going to push it to 2028 and try to hurt himself even more.
Push what to 2028? If he can still play in 2028, that might be the swan song right there.
Yeah, but like, do I want to see a mid-40s LeBron James start for Team USA when we could barely beat France last time? It's like,
hey, he doesn't need to start. And by the way, watch your mouth. 43 is mid-40s? Where?
Well, no, but yeah. 2028 will be farther along. It's just LeBron, I think his goal is to still be the star on Team USA.
No.
I think so.
Come on.
I think if he can't be the star and play starter minutes on Team USA, there's no point in him doing it.
No, he could be old sage. If we think about this, all right, let's hit the fast forward button. Who will be the biggest American stars on the basketball court in 2028? You would have to assume that Tatum will be back and he'll be healthy. Anthony Edwards will probably be maybe the best player at that point, who's maybe in his prime. Anthony Edwards, is he even 25 years old? Yeah, can't be.
No, he's not.
Yeah, so he will probably be the best player representing America. Am I missing somebody? You got to think Cooper Flagg. What year are we in? 25? He'll be in his early 20s. He'll be on the team. Cade Cunningham will probably definitely be on the team. Am I missing anybody? Just like blatantly, a lot of the best players aren't even American anymore.
Halliburton, Booker, Cade Cunningham, you said.
Oh, Booker's going to be old by then. Oh,
he's not that old.
He's going to be in his 30s.
LeBron's in his 40s.
Who?
LeBron and KD were pushing 40.
Yeah, we know that. And they're outliers in that regard. But by the time 2028 comes along, Devin Booker will be an older shooting guard. Like, they will have him on the team, but they'll do it just as having a veteran presence here. Like, Devin Booker is not all that. He's already 29. As a matter of fact, did he just turn 20? Yeah, he just turned 29 a couple weeks ago. So we got to tack on three more years. He'll be 32. He'll be coming off the bench. There sure as hell won't be any. And if we got to look at Devin Booker as a guy to be on Team USA, I mean, great, fine. But he could be an old shooting guard off the bench, man. We don't got nobody better. I'm talking about young people. Booker is 29. Forget him.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Who's the next generation of stars? We've seen him play and get gold already.
I'm assuming Darren Peterson might be good. Maybe Cam Boozer. The guy's in college now.
Oh,
could be an option. Technically, they could be an option.
Oh, so we'll get waxed.
Yes, kind of.
Yeah, we'll get waxed. We'll get waxed. Yeah, Victor Wembanyama and his Cavs and everything, they'll come out. They will roll into Los Angeles and they'll wax us on our own floor. I just say again.
We have Joel Embiid. Going to be 34
right, and
with no knees already.
So we will have Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham, and when it comes to actual youth, young players, everybody else is unproven.
Yes. So we're kind of
screwed.
It could be like a regular team, just have, well, I feel like when you look at like France, it plays through one star and then the rest of the team follows suit. So maybe it's a good thing that the Team USA team won't have 1,000 superstars.
You think we need to change our approach to basketball? That's not something that changes in, let's say, 3 years. I mean, here's the difference. A lot of these other countries, they are playing, I'm not going to say all the time, but they're playing in the summertime together. They're playing in world championships. There's continuity. In a lot of cases, Team USA basketball, and this has been some of the problems over the past 20 years, if there was a problem outside of us losing in 2004, it's always been about, oh my God, we as America can just slap together our best basketball players and just wax the world. That's not the case anymore. I mean, if you don't have any continuity, these are real teams that are competing and playing with each other. And in a lot of cases, because in Europe you get to become a professional earlier, these dudes are playing since they were teenagers. I don't know, man. You're making me feel less optimistic about us winning anything. Maybe that's why LeBron is like, I ain't playing. I'ma sit on this team and then everybody's going to look at me.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
They barely won this year with, you could arguably say, the top three players of our generation, besides Jokic. And he's like, yeah, there's no reason for me to play when I have to share the ball with the guy who barely played any minutes this year.
Okay. Listen to this right here. God bless the wonderful people at CBS. Okay. They did a projected 2028 Team USA basketball roster. And they did this in August of this year. Listen to these names and you tell me if you got faith in any of these guys. A lot of these dudes ain't even going to be on the team. Bam Adebayo, you feel good about that?
Yes, to be a backup.
Paolo Banchero.
Sure.
He'll be on the team, okay? Devin Booker, Jalen Brunson, whatever. Cade Cunningham, most definitely. It's comical to see Anthony Davis's name here. He will be 35 years old in 2028. Anthony Edwards. Joel Embiid will be 34, but he'll be in a wheelchair by then. Tyrese Halliburton will be 28. Donovan Mitchell will be 31. Jason Tatum will be 30. And then Jalen Williams, who's the Oklahoma City Thunder, he'll be 27. I guess we should win something, but have you ever seen any of these guys play a basketball game together? The answer is no.
Yeah, but like you could also say that with, well, I could say you could see nobody do that with every other All-Star team, but they played the All-Star games together.
Yeah, we're not talking about an All-Star game. We're talking about the Olympics.
Yeah, we're kind of
like this. There's been continuity over the years. You know, I mean, granted, they're not playing all the damn time, but we've seen them play enough. This new crew of guys, never. And then who's to even think that Jason Tatum, and I know Steve Kerr won't be coaching the team, But who's to say that Tatum even shows up in Halliburton and they go, you know what, I forget sitting on the bench, I'll play this time. You know, they may look at Grant Hill and go, man, Grant Hill, you screwed me. I ain't doing this crap. No, you never know. Yeah, Team USA Basketball. Hey, LeBron James, just sit on the bench, buddy. Just sit on the bench for us, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. You know, speaking of that, the international players, Giannis Antetokounmpo, hurt. Victor Wembanyama, hurt. That might be the way Team USA wins the Olympics, the gold in 2028. And we'll talk about those hurt guys on the other side of the break. Waiting on the college football playoff rankings to be revealed. We got a lot to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're waiting on a college football playoff rankings reveal. Waiting to see how things shake out on this edition. It seems like we're going to get a little bit of a change. First two times are just kind of a status quo, expecting some differences this go around. So we'll give you an update on that once we go ahead and get those rankings.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And we got Scott Docterman joining us, who covers all things college football from The Athletic. He'll be here to join us in about 30 minutes to break it all down, as we should have the rankings all set and in by then. Right before we went to break, we also talked about, injuries and old guys. You know, we discussed Aaron Rodgers with that broken wrist. We talked about LeBron James expected to make his return in a few hours for the Los Angeles Lakers. And then we talked about how old LeBron is and how old Curry is, and how LeBron says when the Olympics come in 2028, I ain't playing. Steph Curry says it's highly unlikely that I go out there and play. Curry will be 40 and LeBron James will be 43. And then we got just a rash of injuries all over the NBA right now. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo is out with a groin injury, and we found out that Victor Wembanyama has a calf strain. Nobody wants to see that. The NBA doesn't want to see or even hear about that. Pretty bad. Listen to what Doc Rivers had to say about Giannis's injury after he had to leave the game last night.
I think groin, but we won't know anything tomorrow. Until tomorrow, it didn't look great, I can tell you that. So we'll know more tomorrow.
Next step for that is just like imaging?
Yeah.
Did he say anything at all? Kind of checked out?
No, you know, he grabbed it, I want to say, in the first quarter, and I asked him then. He said it was fine. Then I think he grabbed it again, and he said it was fine. And then the third time, you know, is when it happened. But I think it happened earlier, in my opinion. I don't know that factually.
This hadn't been an issue coming in tonight.
No, he's not had. I don't know his history. I don't know if he's ever had a groin. So, and we don't know if it's that. You know, we'll do the imaging tomorrow, and we'll know tomorrow a lot more.
Well, it is his groin, and he's going to be out for about a week to 2 weeks. That's just the facts. And if you start pulling a groin and you pull it again, you could be out for a very, very long time. Not good news for the Milwaukee Bucks. In losing Giannis last night, they lost to the Cavaliers 118-106. The Milwaukee Bucks now have a record of 8-7. It's going to be difficult for them to try to maintain that with no Giannis Antetokounmpo, who basically is lighting up the NBA. Okay, 31 points, 11 rebounds a game, 7 assists. Giannis is out there doing it all for the Milwaukee Bucks. And we all know about the rumors of him ultimately potentially leaving, trying to get the hell up on out of there. We'll see how they do the rest of this season. They may fall and sit in that 500 space for a while. And then I told you about Victor Wembanyama. The Spurs are in action right now against the Grizzlies. This is an NBC game. Horrific. Ja Morant is out with a calf injury. We know it's not like Ja Morant wants to play basketball anyway. And then you got Victor Wembanyama, who's also out with a calf as well. Here's the difference. Ja Morant is what, barely above 6 feet tall, 6'1", 6'2", definitely no bigger than 6'3", maybe 6'4". And then you got Victor Wembanyama, who's just big as a tree. All right? I'm assuming that Victor Wembanyama's calf is longer than John Morant's. He has a very valuable calf. I don't think the NBA is worried about Victor Wembanyama, you know, busting guns at a strip club. He has his warm glass of milk and reads his books, turns his phone off. He goes to sleep at night. And so we all know the NBA would love for him to be its flag bearer for the next, I don't know, 10 years if his body can last that long. But when you got a 7'5" frame, yeah, you got long muscles that can get hurt. And with a calf strain, the San Antonio Spurs ain't playing no games. Their new head coach, Mitch Johnson, said, man, we ain't taking no risk with this 7'5", 7'6", 8-foot-tall, 9-foot-tall freak.
I have not got any more information since we talked pregame, but again, I know he's chomping at the bit. He wanted to play 82 games. Calf tightness, we'll see what that means, and when we dive into it, but we're not gonna gamble on that one. Bad choice of words. Sorry.
Yeah, listen, man. What you think that they're gonna take a risk with Victor Wembanyama? If he says my calf hurts, my Achilles hurts, my knee hurts, my toe hurts, they're going to tell him, hey, sit down. The San Antonio Spurs can't afford that. It would be a travesty. I would literally shed a tear, okay? I can't cry on my own damn personal business. I can't sit down and cry. I would shed a tear if Victor Wembanyama is out for an extended time, okay? It was horrific last year. It's like, oh, my God, he's out. What happened? They like blood clot. I'm like, okay. All right, I don't want to hear about his knees. I don't want to hear about Wembanyama's calf. I don't want to hear about his Achilles. I don't want to hear anything about his legs. So what they don't want is for a calf strain to turn into an Achilles tear. Damn. Bacha, how long is Victor Wembanyama's Achilles? He's probably long as a baseball bat, right?
If it goes up to like the middle of his calf, that's got to be at least 3 feet.
Yeah, it's probably as long as a normal human being. He's just, yeah, you can't do that with Wembanyama. Hey, get well soon, Wembanyama. And by the way, Steve Kerr has some thoughts on why everybody is getting hurt. He actually spoke to the media. Steve Kerr says the Warriors medical staff believes that all the wear and tear, the speed, the pace, the mileage is factoring into all of these injuries. And if you've been to a basketball game or if you've watched a basketball game, They running up and down the court like they're nuts. Okay, ESPN did research on this. Good for them. The league is playing at its fastest average collective pace since 1988. And one thing we know, everybody's running back and forth. They're launching threes, and they're trying to get up the court, score, and then turn right the hell back around. I mean, long gone are the days of let's walk the ball up the court and give it to somebody down low. I mean, Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, them days are over. Everybody's running around like a crazy person. Steve Kerr also pretty much said, I think we need to play less games in the season. But is that going to happen? Hell no. Who the hell wants to make less money? So at least Steve Kerr is smart enough to understand that point. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Sam is calling from Delaware. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sam?
Hey, I was wondering if you heard anything about the Ravens' former kicker, Tucker, getting picked up by anybody.
No, I haven't. And to be honest, I don't know if an NFL team wants to do that right now. I mean, I know the 49ers are desperate. I know Kyle Shanahan was asked about this, and he just was like, no, we haven't thought about it. Does anybody want that distraction right now? I mean, the last that I heard.
Well, problem is,
yes,
it was nothing but innuendo. Nobody knows exactly what was done, and he said that he didn't do anything, and it's obviously. Do you know what I mean? It's not like Deshaun Watson where. They can prove that he was in all these places.
Sure.
Now, he admits he was in. I didn't even know there was a place like
Sam, that. Sam, this is brass tacks here, okay? I know he didn't have to pay Justin Tucker. He didn't have to go ahead and settle with women. He didn't have to sit in criminal court and have to pay and sit in civil court. I understand all of that. And you can call it innuendo. But the reality is, this is the reality, outside of a civil lawsuit or a criminal lawsuit filed by one massage therapist or two or zero, the NFL looked at this and said, enough of something went on that we got to suspend the guy for the first portion of this season. That is a fact. Regardless of what the innuendo is, there was enough of something there for the NFL to say, have a seat. What I can tell you is that NFL teams typically, unless you're the dumbass Cleveland Browns, NFL teams typically don't want the distraction. And so you think about where you might stand at the end of the season if you're a team like the 49ers and you got kickers dropping like flies and everybody's getting hurt. Do you want to bring him into the locker room? Are you comfortable enough where you're going to get asked questions? His new teammates are going to get asked questions. Everybody's going to get asked questions. Nobody wants to answer the questions. And then, oh, yeah, keep in mind that last season, Justin Tucker probably had the worst season of his career after being the best kicker historically in the NFL for years. And so you have to think about whether or not you want to take that shot and that chance, because you may be bringing on more unnecessary noise for a guy who might be cooked.
Mm-hmm. But I just happened to notice that a lot of teams, it seems like there's several teams that their kickers are very erratic. And I was thinking if they, I mean, he's money. He, once it all
was
got out,
money, he's money. We don't know if he's money anymore.
Well, wait a minute. Once it got out, within like a week or two of that all coming out, he started hitting just the way he always did. He kicked through
but
December.
We don't know. We do not know that. We don't know that. We don't know if that's going to carry over. We don't know that. It's real simple. Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Mm-hmm. Well,
no.
I guess we'll see, because the suspension's over. So
yeah, the suspension's over, and who signed him?
Well, actually, my wife told me that Green Bay signed him, and then I said, I haven't seen anything on it, and then she started looking around. She started saying, wait a minute, I'm not so sure that. So
yeah, tell her to stay off of Facebook, okay, Sam?
Right. All right, yeah, thank
she was
you.
On that,
take care.
She was on that Facebook. Thank you, Sam, for calling from Delaware. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks. Bye.
No doubt. Yeah, it's tricky, man. You can't. Do you want the distraction? Do you want the pain in the ass? If you're a general manager, do you want that on your permanent record? Do you want that on your ledger? Yeah, I was the guy who brought him in, and then he stunk, and then he, you know, he was a distraction for everybody, and now I had to give him the boot anyway, and now I look stupid. I mean, life is about, and these jobs, it's all about calculated risk. If I bring this guy on, then X. If I do this, then X. You gotta be careful. I don't know if anybody's going to bring on Justin Tucker. I mean, I think we discussed this when all the allegations came out. It was a good chance that his career was probably done, okay? Let's see if some team wants to give him a shot or crack or an opportunity. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm giving you an opportunity. You can call me up too, all right? But right now, we're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk some college football. We ready for these rankings to come out. But it's a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Damn it, I'm glad it's working out for him. Not working out for me. It's not. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, we finally got the rankings that have started here for the college football playoff. Shout outs to the Green Wave. My guys, Tulane at number 24. Arizona State at number 25. Oh, Georgia Tech at six. Oh, Texas. What a big fall for Texas. Getting smacked by Georgia. The Texas Longhorns are now in the 17th spot. They wouldn't even make the college football playoff. Wow. Seven spots Texas falls. They lost to Georgia 35-10. A matter of fact, listen to this as they continue on with the rankings here. It was not hilarious. Steve Sarkisian, he was asked about Texas being a disappointment, and he kind of scoffed at the idea. Listen to what he told the media.
What would you say the main reasons are this team is underachieved?
According to who?
Well, even your preseason number one, I think most people would agree, three losses is not achieving what you are capable of.
I mean, I guess that's into who voted us number one, okay? What I think is that this team has competed their tail off, and we have an opportunity at the end of the regular season to do something that nobody's done since 2019, and that's beat three top 10 ranked teams in the regular season. The last team to do that was LSU with Joe Burrow. So have we been faced with a pretty difficult schedule? Have we been faced with high expectations? Sure, but that's why we came here. So we'll be okay.
He says they'll be okay. And speaking of being here, there are a lot of rumors that he may go on to the NFL, that he may go to the Tennessee Titans and help lead that squad and lead that team. And Desmond Howard, he's not so sure that we will see him back at college or at Texas next year.
I was also thinking, don't be surprised if that Texas job opens up at the end of the season. You guys were shocked when LSU opened up. Imagine how you're going to feel if that job in Austin pops open. I'm not calling or saying anyone's going to get fired. It may be a mutual parting of ways. Anyway, you guys have a great Monday.
Well, look at Desmond Howard popping in and out here and stirring up the pot. Okay, you think about a disappointment. I'm mostly thinking about what would happen for Arch Manning. Like, Arch Manning ain't hopping into no transfer portal, right? This is what makes college football so crazy. All the movement. The coaches moving, the players moving. And, I mean, we talked about Arizona State. They ain't getting into no college football playoff. But they're number 25 on the rankings right now. They were the best team in the Big 12 last year. Kenny Dillingham helped turn them around. And now there's all these conversations, even on a lesser year. It's 7-3 right now. People are looking at him saying, you're going to leave Arizona State, right? Yeah, we know that you went to school here, but you're going to take the LSU job. Because Kenny Dillingham, man, I don't think he's even past 35 years old. And listen to what he said about not leaving Arizona State.
I was never leaving, Greg. Contrary to the betrayal article, I was never leaving. I never said I was leaving. This is home. But, you know, you do have to continue to push. And my job running a program is to push and push and push until you can't push anymore. And so, Graham was right. I mean, we met on Friday with, our admin and people who represent Dr. Crow. And I have a lot of confidence that they're all in. I have a lot of confidence that our administration is pushing the chips to the table on winning in football here.
I mean, even after going to the college football playoff last year, they gave him a contract extension. Like, he got that contract extension about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, in January after they went to the college football playoff. So if I'm Kenny Dillingham, the grass isn't always greener. He says his family is out there. He went to school out there. Do you just want to wake up and walk away from everything and go to Louisiana? I mean, yeah, you can do it for bigger money, but there comes a point in time where don't you want to be comfortable with money? Or do you want to be stressed out away from your family with money? I think the answer might be easy. How about this? Alabama falling to number 10 in the rankings after getting beat by the Sooners. The Sooners jump up three spots to number 8. I assume that we're going to see the Georgia Bulldogs are probably sitting at that number 4 spot. Oregon Ducks are here at number 7. And now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here with the college football playoff rankings. Oh, Bacha, am I a jerk to see you? I'm going to tick off some of our listeners in Alabama. It's nice. As a Georgia Bulldogs fan, I'll say this. It's nice to see Alabama take a little bit of a fall.
That's a big fall. Down below Notre Dame, you could argue, lost probably their best matchup with Miami. So, yeah, you don't lose big games. That's all you got to say for Alabama.
Yeah, don't lose big games. I mean, Oklahoma's sitting there at 8. I'm not all that surprised. Ole Miss is here at number 6 with their record of 10-1. And at the top of the hour, I told you this, we're going to have a conversation with Scott Docterman. All the conversations surrounding Ole Miss right now is whether or not Lane Kiffin is going to stick around. But Texas Tech, they just beat the living hell out of UCF. They are number 5. I can expect the Georgia Bulldogs to be here at number 4. Damn botcher. They're going to stretch this one out. Are we getting a whole damn top 5 here in this break? What do you think?
I think we're going to get the whole top 5. It's just taking forever.
This certainly is taking forever. Hey, this is the, not the benefit of live radio and live television, or the fact that I'm doing radio here and can't hear anything from what they have on the screen. Texas Tech at 5. Georgia Bulldogs here at 4 after they beat up on Texas. And then we pretty much know how things are going to roll after this, okay? We know Ohio State is going to be number 1. We know that we're going to have Indiana at number 2, Texas A&M at 3, and that is all she wrote. So Texas Tech jumps into the 5 spot. Alabama falls into 10. And now we have the Georgia Bulldogs, who have elevated into number 4 as a top team in the SEC. So the college football playoff rankings, they're set. And even while we got the playoffs going on, there's so many rumors. Who's going? Who's coming? Who's staying? Who's leaving? We got James Franklin. Just a couple weeks ago, he was the coach at Penn State. Now he's at Virginia Tech. We have all these rumors about Kenny Dillingham. Is he leaving Arizona State to go to LSU? What the heck is going on with Lane Kiffin? Is he going to LSU or is he going to Gatorland in Gainesville? To talk about the college football playoff rankings, to take a deeper dive into some of the coaching rumors, we're going to be joined by Scott Docterman from The Athletic. Covers all things college football. We'll have that chat with him on the other side of the break. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.